Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to everybody. Happy birthday. Happy baby belated. This is an anniversary or a birthday or something that Nick knows about and I don't.
I'm so nervous about this podcast.
Well, we did record a podcast last week.
And Nick didn't look at the group text.
Yeah, he didn't look at the group text.
I did.
I'm professional.
No, we asked you to not come today because we're going to try to recreate the episode from last week. Mm-hmm.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you miss it?
Wait a minute.
Did you miss the text?
Oh, this is why it felt a little weird. Like everybody was being kind of nice to me. Mm-hmm. Like scared.
But also kind of wanting you to leave.
Yes. Yeah. Now yeah. It all.
But once you're here, you're here. I mean, it's awesome to see you as always. Hey.
Well, we're just going to ask you to like interject minimally because we're trying to like. The one that we lost last week, we're trying to like.
It was fucking nice, dude.
I'm not even here.
We had Skippy Rose with us, and she's with us again because we didn't think you were going to be here.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm not going to shoot you straight. Once I got that text this afternoon that you were like about 7, and I was like, wait, what? And so I texted Alex immediately, and we texted about it all afternoon.
Yeah.
Betting whether or not you'd show up. And then when you did,
yeah. Like I had to delete the text.
I win.
Because it just took up too much memory on my phone.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It was a lot of texting, hours and hours of texting. The entire fucking Bears game. Bears Cowboys game.
Yeah, well, I was almost on the road all day.
Yeah, texting and driving.
I was at the container store texting you.
What the fuck is that, by the way?
It's a store that sells containers.
Yeah.
Is that like, you've ever seen the movie UHF with Weird Al?
Yes.
Is it like Spatula City?
Kind of.
Where they're like, Spatula City! Spatula City!
It's
come down to Spatula City! Spatula City!
Well, think about it like Spatula City, but if there were like different size spatulas.
And they held things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's where you send like 50-year-old women when they're about to have a nervous breakdown. You just kind of shove them in there like a dog park and just have them run around. And then you have your mom back again for a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's why my favorite part of the container store is the coffin container.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I could totally see some like rich white lady with her fucking container store coffin with like the perfect little like
it's like 50-year-old ladies snaps. Or like
Tupperware
snapless.
It's either a 50-year-old lady or like a center right podcaster, stand up gay comedian, center right, I'd said probably leaning heavier right, but center right.
A lot of people are going to get put in Tupperware, I'd agree.
It's basically, those are the types of folks go there.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Put that plastic right in your...
Did you get mad containers?
Yeah.
Can we discuss the containers?
Yeah.
How many, like, did you buy... Okay, I got a real quick question.
Yeah.
What are you containing?
What are you containing first?
Well, it's not me, because I can't be contained, but...
That's true. That's a fact.
Unless somebody puts you in there.
Mm-hmm.
No,
you might have sold your own...
It wouldn't work.
Sold your own poison, friend.
Thank you.
I would break containment.
Okay.
I can't be contained.
Stronger men have tried.
Depends on who's sitting on the lid.
Dude, you should have seen him during COVID. This motherfucker was in Japan. He was in fucking... I thought he was in Antarctica, but it was fucking Norway.
Yeah.
And he's just bouncing VPNs fucking everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I saw the video of him burning the American flag on the Wall of China, Alex. Mm-hmm.
The Great Wall
of China. Well, he was just trying to be a gracious guest.
I like how you don't call it the Great Wall of China.
I would appreciate if you didn't talk about my Redbook account.
The Decent Wall of China.
Yeah, the Decent Wall of China.
It's an RF
Red Book.
It's so crazy when you go there.
That's the one that everybody was going to when they thought TikTok was going to get banned.
Hold up.
Really?
Yeah.
You been to China?
Yeah. No, I was there for like a couple of like...
What?
Years?
Yeah. No, not...
You almost said years.
No, I was there for like, I think it was a total of 6 weeks.
Wow.
Damn, did you learn all of Chinese?
No, I did
culture?
Not. I learned booyao, which is like, you don't want it because like the street like peddlers will like come and like they'll literally grab your arm because they don't have laws like that. And they're just like dragging and you're like, booyao.
No.
Booyao.
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 I'd be like, boo.
Booyao.
I'd be like, boo. Boo. Yow!
Dude,
slapping these motherfuckers.
But there's no like complete sections of the Great Wall. You know what I mean? So you can't like walk the whole thing. So that's like not an accomplishment.
Wait
right
a minute. You telling me the
Great
Wall?
Some,
I know, but like you would expect like some sort of like.
There's no like.
You're telling me there's breaks?
Like you have to go to different sections.
It's
right?
old, dude. How a lot of people will try to get through.
How are they keeping up the Mongolians?
Oh yeah, to no, this some day. Of the sections are like 2 feet like tall, like now.
You could like you could kick flip over one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
They just threw a whole bunch of tacks out, and so the Mongolians' horses can't come close.
Mm-hmm. Genius.
Eventually, when they hit the
they did the Home Alone method.
When they hit the concrete in China, they start skating all over.
Yeah,
the place.
They just have a bunch of old Christmas ornaments.
They basically Home Alone the Mongolians.
Yeah.
No, they just put a bunch of right wing horses on the wall to keep out. The Mongolian horses.
Bunch of Christmas ornaments and Hot Wheels.
Oh, and nice.
Hot glue and shit, yeah.
A couple of paint cans on strings.
If they get too close, they have a tarantula. Yeah.
And a little tiny bit of fire.
You know who runs the wall is Macaulay.
He got the job a couple years ago. I wouldn't be surprised. Could you imagine someone that just had to run the wall?
Oh my gosh, dude!
It should be a fucking Game of Thrones character. Should be the fucking dudes that take the black dude. Get some fucking
crows.
Get some crows up on that.
Oh, they do not have
some Norse folk.
If we had something like that in the U.S., we would like never let people mess with it or tourists. There, it's like all graffiti. Yeah. People are like carving shit into it, yeah. Throughout this ancient wall. People don't give a that's fuck.
You know what? I just had an idea.
Dick pic on the Great Wall.
No. Like, there's a certain, I don't want to say their name, but there's like a certain agency right now that's, you know, kind of like.
Agent? Say that again?
Certain agency.
Agents.
Okay.
Agents.
Right now, kind of just like snatching people off the street,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think one way people could like kind of deter that is that they could start like weaponizing crows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, they're smart.
That's what I'm saying.
I've told you my dad's story about crows.
I've seen many stories about crows.
My dad had a fucking whole fucking like. Flock.
Yeah, Math chicks assemble. It is our time.
When my mom would come out to like help him in the garden, they'd fucking get the fuck out of Dodge. And it made me think, like, what the fuck is my... It was the whole joke. Was like, what the fuck they know about my mom? What the fuck is she doing? I need to let my dad know. But they'd come out, they'd leave him little strips of ribbon. They'd leave him stones. And he just fucking... All he did was like, just go out there and fucking throw some sunflower seeds. They're salted. They'd probably fucking be like, what the fuck is this shit? Hey, this shit's salted? He was like, yeah.
Dude, I saw a guy on TikTok. He befriended his neighborhood crows by throwing little like pieces of meat out for them.
That'll do it too.
And they follow him everywhere now. Like he's like driving in his car and they're flying with the car.
I'm wondering if I know he fed them. I just assume sunflower seeds, salt. I don't know, but I wonder if he's giving them meat. It wouldn't surprise me a bit to find out that my dad's like shooting raccoons and like peeling them apart and just leaving little bits of raccoon out for the crows. That would not surprise me a bit.
Skippy, could you imagine you're just walking in an alley late at night and some guys come up to you and you just go, and just like 30 crows come and save you.
Dude, or imagine 300 crows. Keep adding zeros.
Or like 20 raccoons, honestly.
20 raccoons would fuck a dude up.
Yeah, but they're harder to train. Crows are smart. Like, yeah.
Crows realize quick it's a symbiotic relationship. Yeah.
I've looked up actually how to like
what?
Befriend. Have you watched crows. Alien Earth yet or not?
Hey.
I haven't seen, I'm up to episode 6.
We'll talk
on
about
Skippy,
it.
Sorry.
Oh no, like I've looked up how to befriend crows before and I thought it was wild because like you have to make sure that you're feeding them specifically and not all the other fucking birds. Mm-hmm. And so you have to like sit on your lawn and like wait till you see one and then throw them at. So you have to like do a crow stakeout. Yeah.
So you don't just dump it.
No, because every other animal is going
to
come take it.
Yeah. You gotta like befriend the crow. You have to like, and you have to go to crow territory. It's a big part of it too. If you have like a specific area that you want to go, because crow will follow you as well. Mm-hmm. Like crow aren't like that. This is our tree forever. They're like, no, we'll find a new fucking tree.
Crow or crows?
Murder.
Either.
Crow is plural.
Okay. That's what, I just wanted to make sure that we were.
But yeah, crow, they recognize you. Like they will see your face and be like, that's Nick.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that killed fucking Peggy and now we haunt him forever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I forgot deodorant today. I can start to smell myself.
I was wondering if it was me.
Really? Maybe it is you.
Really?
I don't think so.
You got a good nose.
I think it's you because I wasn't smelling it all day until you got here.
I think I stink.
Good. I love it. Nah, you want to switch spots?
I mean, I have a deviated septum, so.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, she blew rails through most of the aughts.
I like literally can't be disgusted. It's great.
Basically, the year, like right before 9/11 through 2009, she had a serious coke problem.
Well,
no, I whacked myself in the face with a contact staff real hard.
That'll do it.
What's a contact staff?
You forget that she did circus shit and like, tell us more circus stuff. Were you in China for the circus?
No, it was, I was for Michigan State University. They wanted me to go to a bunch of like Chinese schools and basically understand how they teach kids as opposed to the U.S. Turns out they're way better at it. I know, big surprise reveal. Yeah. And they're actually like more woke, quote unquote. Like,
it's are not you really sure fun. They're not just woke, quote unquote, because the white lady's there?
Hmm?
Are you sure they're not just
woke,
quote,
no, no, no,
quote,
no.
Quote?
Because so we all had to teach like a different lesson plan, like the people that came. And I was like a biology major at the time. And but they didn't have a biology class I could like lecture, so they're like, "Oh, just do a social studies lesson." And I'm like, "Sure, thing. Right? Yeah, right."
Pretty much the same.
Exact considering thing. I know the Chinese culture as well as I do, I think that's probably a good idea. Yeah.
It was. It did not go well. So it was sort of like not that long after all of like the Bush stuff, you know. And so he wasn't very popular. And as soon as like we started talking about like the mixing pot of the United States, right, they're just like, "So if like why do you guys like elect these horrible leaders?" And like it was like the teachers like whispering to the kids' ears, and we're like,
the teachers were feeding. And fuck
yeah, these
shit.
Little kids, yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, they don't know how to ask sophisticated English. They're like fifth graders.
Think motherfuckers.
No, but the best part was like we said, "Well, actually, he's a very unpopular president. It's actually most people don't agree with what he's doing." And they're like, "Well, if most people don't agree with the president, why don't they like get rid of him?" Like they just like couldn't.
I was just but did you immediately pull them all aside and say, "Okay, we're going to start discussing the Electoral College right now," and go through the entire Electoral College point for point and how many states get many electoral votes?
Are you guys familiar with the Brooks Brothers riots?
Oh no, we were immediately like, "So who wants to make a poster?" Like, let's get some
merch. So who wants to make some macaroni art? Right?
That's great.
I think it'd probably be more like ramen art.
Because we're in their home turf. Like, we don't want to...
No, it seems like a ramen necklace would be really easy to make.
Yeah, dude. I got a haircut when I was there. That was like the most culturally out there thing.
Did you get like a Beatles bowl cut?
No, I wanted to get like cool layers and stuff. But it's
did you look like a mod?
No, but all the hairstylists there are men, not women.
There's only nine women in China.
Right.
Well, I mean, think about how good just regular gays here in the U.S. cut hair, and then make them Asian.
Yeah.
So like,
and they did it all with razors, no scissors, all razor cuts, and like it was funny because
all
he was
razors,
still...
no scissors.
Yeah,
I'd be like, no,
no, it's like all texture and cool,
prison style.
But he was still trying to talk with me like a normal hairstylist, even though I absolutely didn't speak Chinese and he didn't speak English. But he was still yapping away like na 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 na. Like,
He wasn't talking to you. He was talking about you.
Well, he did. Like, he was like thinking my hair felt weird, and like called his like, and they were both like feeling my hair at a certain point. I'm like, "Is everything okay back there?" It was.
You understood how to say weird hair in Chinese.
Yeah. They were just like, it was very.
You look so good. I make you look like Beetle. You like George Harrison?
We're gonna get canceled.
You're allowed to do an accent now.
All right. Well, yeah, now you are. Woke is dead, we're just not allowed to talk
about. I wouldn't say that. I think woke is making a comeback.
You think so?
I think
just on the other side.
On the other side.
Kind of another side.
No. I think woke is making a comeback.
Okay.
Well, I hope not.
Well, fingers crossed.
I mean, look at
the Republicans go back to being the lames.
No, look at the polling.
Yeah.
They're like, they're incredibly unpopular right now.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So like, even, I mean, you know, they're in power because they won the elections, but like, I think most people, woke is coming back. It's coming back strong.
Yeah. Coming back with lefts and rights. And maybe a couple of wrongs.
Next president.
That guy got shot in the neck.
Next president is going to be an actual Kenyan.
Now we won't be talking about it.
He's going to be an actual Kenyan.
That's too far.
No, it's not.
That's too far. No, that's not. That's against the law here.
It is. That's fact.
Like laws matter anymore?
If he says he's not,
he's going to sign an executive order.
Who cares? Kenyan's just don't fucking listen to him.
If he never admits it, I'm okay with him being Kenyan. And that's how the world works now.
I provide 16 different birth certificates.
Yeah.
I just fucking be like, "Which one you want?"
I don't care. I would provide a Dominican one that makes me like 10 years younger.
I would definitely do a Caribbean one. It would definitely be probably British Virgin Islands.
I would provide a Dominican one. I would grow my whole beard out. So you see all the white, and I'd be like, "I'm 32.
It's a good idea. I would probably go British passport, British Virgin Islands passport, and I would be 100% trans. I would be like, but the hottest, thickest British Virgin Island trans white guy you could possibly think of. Wigs, all of it. Then I have another one that was just me, but my name would be Pete. And then I'd probably have, I don't want to go through all of them, but I'll do one more.
No, a couple more.
I'd probably be a guy with like a that would be not, I don't want to be like Spider-Man, but a guy that's into spiders.
You'd be spider
spider guy.
Yeah,
spider guy.
Yeah, no, but that's still guy. That's still like gendered.
Yeah,
you'd be like spider person.
Spider
them.
Mm. Well, but them is a pronoun. Like you'd be like spider person.
Spider spaz.
For this conversation, we can come up with that later. We can workshop it. But for this conversation, we're gonna go with spider guy.
Yeah,
spider center.
And but the thing is, like in the picture, there's going to be a spider somewhere. In my passport picture, like people aren't gonna realize, but I'm gonna bring a spider with me for that. It's gonna be tiny. Might be my scalp.
Maybe just
might
like
be
right
in
where
my
a
eyebrow.
Mole would be.
Yeah, where a mole might be. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Just train the spider. Like shave your eyebrows and train the spiders to like stay on your. Like,
God, that'd be so creepy.
Just leave like, then just put like mosquitoes or something.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. And then when people mess with you, you just kind of go like. And they go,
oh, you can train the spiders to.
There's only one person here that could train a spider to stay on their face.
Like
and
you
it's
are,
Alex.
Like you are Spider-Man, but because you're the Spider Whisperer.
Yeah, like Willard's.
A spider would stand out on your body.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's Spider Whisperer.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
I mean, maybe that's it. I mean, it's wordy. It's wordy in a lot of syllables, but
the Spisper. Yeah.
You're like Caesar, but with spiders.
The Spisperer.
When they don't do what you want them to, you're like.
Yeah, like
but
like
it's going to be exponentially. It's going to be a lot more less pressure because I don't want to squish it.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. But they got to know what I mean business.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I'm the alpha spider. I'm a spider guy.
Honestly,
yeah.
That would be like an amazing whisperer. Superpower. Because like I mean, there's deadly, very, very small spiders, and you could just be like, hey,
mm-hmm. go to that hotel. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even have to say it that loud.
Yeah.
No, those guys would probably pick up my shit from fucking miles away.
Yeah. You just zip line from building to building.
I'm not good at whispering.
No, I think you would just do like a series of sucking your teeth sounds and they just know like.
Yeah, I think I got
like a little
chittering. I pulled baby bunnies out of a bush doing that one time and fucking.
Really?
Yeah,
you pulled them.
Well, just out did of like their little home. Mouth noises and they came walking. I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I didn't think that was going to do anything. And so I like didn't want to touch them. I just went and grabbed a like a shovel or something or a hoe.
Hit
and
him.
I pushed them back into their little hole and ran the fucking side.
Really?
And then the cats ended up.
Alex would have hit him with the shovel till they died.
Yeah, he would probably stuffed him. He'd probably tied him to the exhaust pipe and rev the engine.
No, he would have thrown a rag over him.
No, first, I would have had a spade. I would have been just like.
Oh, you would have just like straight up like yeah, yeah. stabbed him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, decapitating him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what dogs are for,
usually takes
right?
about three just, whacks.
Yeah. Manny's eaten a bunch of rabbits this summer.
And you love it, though. You don't,
does
you
he tear them apart or does he just kill them?
He just swallows them
whole. He swallows them whole. Yeah. Holy
metal.
Shit.
Yeah.
Whole frickin' big metal. Ass bunnies?
Not, well, the baby ones.
Oh, he gets the baby
bunnies. Yeah, he gets the babies.
Yeah, they don't live long.
No.
And you think about that. That thing's not, he didn't even get bit. It kind of did, but didn't kill it. And it's just drowning in its fucking stomach acid, dude. That's so gross.
Oh, my goodness.
Manny's tummy acid is not a fun place to drown.
Yeah,
he ate a
chipmunk once.
Does he always puke
I
them up?
I flicked the bunny.
No, no, no.
He'll shit them?
Yeah, they'll pass through.
No shit.
Yeah.
Fur and everything.
Yeah.
Does his poop's got to look like fucking Wookie.
Bones.
Excuse me, that's my fault. That was my fault. For allowing Skippy to do that.
Better off than it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get so mad when I hear about dogs eating something whole, or just like I see something online where somebody just gives them their dog raw meat because mm-hmm. Ariana's misses fucking everything. You know, oh, he's allergic to chicken. Oh my God. Well, he's going to mm-hmm. die in like a year. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, every dog's going to die in a
it's
year.
It's a 28 year old dog.
Give him some food.
Mm-hmm. No,
I get it a little
bit. It's the vet bills. Mine, like, I tried to give him a fatty piece of steak one time.
Yeah.
And he puked it, but he's an idiot, so he didn't fucking puke right and inhaled his puke.
Yeah, he aspirated.
And, yeah, yeah. So then you have to take him, get, like, fucking.
Oh, no, you saw it happen?
Yeah.
You
and
could
I,
hear it happen.
Oh,
probably
and I was just,
else.
I was immediately like, this is why I never give you anything nice. Mm-hmm. This yeah, is exactly yeah. the reason right here.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
time somebody's like, oh, but he's so sweet, you're so mean. I'm like, no,
yeah.
he's mm-hmm. a moron.
Yeah. Well, I
you
want
to pay the vet?
Alex could agree with me in this sentiment of like, I look at people with dog problems like that and I go, good. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You love this problem. Yeah. You do. You yeah. love fixing this problem.
No.
You like being the mom. You like
Munchausen.
Being there and be like, oh my God. And you
Little
can
Munchausen.
Complain and throw shit. Yes. You like having a sick thing that's
yeah.
retarded
yeah.
because humans made yeah. it retarded.
Yeah.
It's a wolf.
That dog grows up and makes diss songs about you.
I'm Debbie Mathers. Dude, Tino comes
I'm the exact opposite. My dog is like...
Marshall
I love dogs. I love dogs, dude, a lot. And I am very quick to put it down.
Yeah.
If it's sick, dude, I'm not going to pump 15 grand into a dog. I'm not going to pump a grand into a dog.
What about 1500?
I'm not pumping that into my dog right now.
Really?
I'm not putting 1500 into my dog right now.
It's irresponsible.
I'm not. I'm not saying my family's going to allow that.
You would allow it though.
Oh, 1000%.
Oh no. You got 3000 in the bank, let's say.
If I got 3000 in the bank and I don't know what my next paycheck is.
Okay.
That dog's I don't know gone. What my paycheck is.
Well, no, we're creating like the perfect vacuum situation.
If I'm in a perfect vacuum scenario situation, $3,000 in the bank, that dog's getting put down. Yeah.
Groceries nowadays. I mean,
dude, $3,000 is gone and gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Daddy, I'm a family of five, one in college. What are you talking to? Why is it so fucking hot in here all of a sudden?
Because, what about when you got the spotlight on
I
you
think
it's right
clearly
now.
What it is, dude.
Yeah.
And usually I shine here.
Do your dogs eat their own shit?
My yes. dog did for a while. My old dog.
Manny does.
It's the grossest.
Uta does sometimes, but it's mostly Manny.
Fucking frozen.
You? Oh, no. Fucking, not at all. No. He's pretty.
That shit.
My dog, like, Sully, used to take a shit, walk
though.
Away from it, let it freeze, walk back over to it, and scoop that motherfucker up and fuck
that's
it.
That's classy. Mm. That's yeah. classy.
Yeah. I was like, if he would always just walk around. I was seeing him walk a full circle, come back to his shit, and was like, oh, what the fuck is this? A snack? Yeah. I'm like, you just dropped it. What the fuck are you doing? It's disgusting.
It was like a role play. He liked to pretend like he just discovered it.
Then he'd come and try
it.
To fucking kiss my face and shit. I'm like, you're going to get drop kicked.
That's why I don't let Manny lick me, because I don't know if he just ate shit or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Colin.
No, my dog knows I'm not a dog person. Like, it's one of those things. Like, we both, like, know, like, it's like a lavender marriage from the 1950s. Mm-hmm. It really feels very mm-hmm. similar to that. Mm-hmm. Like, we care about each other. We like the arrangement.
Yeah.
It's just he can't get all his joy from me, and I need to invite dog people
it's
over sometimes.
Mutually beneficial. Yeah.
Yeah, like, make my boy happy. Mm-hmm. Like Emma Stevenson loves dogs and loves Sparky, so whenever she comes over, I'm like, please, just adore him. Go play fetch with him. He loves
Take him for a walk. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, the teeth and all of that, like, freak me out. But me and cats all day. I'll take any mean, nasty cat.
The cats, our cats are mine, and the dogs are Keith's.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alex, too, is a pussy.
Hey.
More like, that's what I eat.
He did. Did she hear that story?
I don't know.
Did you hear the story that he ate pussy at the bathhouse?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, everybody's contributing, right? I mean,
we were all just
fucking. Just get after it, you know?
I was in shock.
Way to be a team player.
I was told.
Well, no, it was a trans guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you. That probably made him feel really good.
Exactly. I'm a fucking ally.
It did once his married one of
them. Did you make it kind of look like a dick? Did you go like this when you were
No. Yeah, he was confused at first. Mm-hmm. He was using
make
the
a little
method.
Gag sound like mm-hmm.
Well, no, I didn't know what I was doing, so I was trying to like do like asshole stuff, but that doesn't translate.
Mm-hmm. Stinking thing.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like every oral experience for everyone is unique. Everybody has their own cheat code. Like, male
I feel
or
like
female.
Dicks are pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some However, guys want suction. Some guys don't. Like, there's like different things. Some guys want the whole thing.
Dicks are not.
No. They're not the same.
No, they're not.
Mm-hmm. All dicks aren't equal.
You only know one.
Same with.
You're right. Where am I? To
Where's
speak
what's
out of
your
school?
Sense of fucking? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. A dick.
So ignorant of me to say
yes,
that.
Yes, I know thousands, if not hundreds of thousands.
I know exactly how other dicks feel,
if not hundreds of thousands. Oh fuck, that's funny.
I don't know. I feel like a dick is pretty. It requires friction, where a vagina requires a little bit more emotion.
No, there's they require rhythm as well,
and blues. Don't forget about the blues.
Well, you want to prevent the blues. That's why you get the right rhythm.
That's like it's.
I can see her coming, baby.
Yeah. That's where the blues came from. Your balls just singing.
Yeah. Well, like plucking. If you have to do "Come Hither," like you're plucking a guitar solo. Like, like that's how you.
Every now and then you got to go nuclear and put the finger up the asshole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no guy that whoever gives the best blowjob in the world or the hand job. There's no guy that wouldn't come from that because they like it a certain way.
No, they'll come, but like you gotta. No, there's like a certain way, and also the older
you gotta
get,
whisper doobie.
The older you get, the more important the rhythm is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Older you get, the more important the rhythm is, and this
just more particular.
I'm gonna
general.
Take a guess. Does the rhythm slow down?
No, it depends on the guy. Sometimes it's faster, sometimes it's slower.
Yeah, dude, there's no one size fits all in this world.
Yeah, you just gotta be attentive to your partner.
You're acting obtuse. Okay.
And when all else fails and my jaw gets tired, I just start making like noises for no reason, like I'm just really trying like oversell it.
That'll do it.
Oh, I just switch to the hand at that point.
I won't feel bad when I do that, you know, because even gay men do it, so I'm not a lazy fucking man hater.
No, I don't care, dude. This is right up my alley, so to speak.
Thanks, I have the confidence to be lazy now.
Yeah, I don't. I'm usually, it's known because she'll come and I'll come up for air. Mm-hmm. Like,
what year is it?
I say that after I come a lot. Mm-hmm. I do say that.
What year is it?
I go, what year is it?
Man,
John comes up. He's like, somebody give me today's newspaper. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Whoa, Henry Ford invented the what?
How long was I out?
Oh, fuck, I missed another birthday.
Yeah. What year is it?
How old am I?
I've seen a lot of International Space Station videos and how a guitar works and all that shit. I've never seen anybody come. That's one thing I'd like to know. Because coming in life feels like it defies gravity a little bit.
They allude to it. They squirt a little Capri Sun. You know what I mean? They'll squirt a little Capri Sun. Like, and then one of the dudes will come by and suck it up on them. Dude, I think I'm about to suck it up on them.
I think you got to be careful in space. Because if you're not careful with where you're shooting, everybody's gonna know what you just did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're talking to somebody and you see a droplet, and you're like,
you guys are having dinner later.
Dude, just gets
right on their nose.
No, we're all adults. I'm grabbing that right out of there. Sorry, that's mine. What?
So we're adults. I blew a snot rocket earlier.
Yeah, I sneezed. I sneezed.
You wouldn't be grabbing it out of the air. You'd be grabbing it out of the vacuum.
I'd be grabbing it out of the vacuum. Thank you. Yeah. Well, there's some air. We wouldn't be in there if there's no air, bro.
I can't believe you said air.
Yeah, it is air. There's O2 in there.
There's oxygen.
There's O2 in there. That's air.
A fact.
But the air is like everything that makes...
Everything around that space station.
It's not air.
Everything around that space station is in a vacuum.
We use the word air as in oxygen.
We are in a pressurized...
Yeah, but the way to get...
the word? You're smarter than us.
What?
I'm in a pressurized container inside of a vacuum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not in a vacuum.
Air is not space.
Just like we're not, air is not space.
Yeah, I got you.
What?
Air is not space. Air is what we think of air.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. In a convention. That's what I'm thinking of. I'm breathing.
I mean, there's more than just oxygen around us right now.
Yeah, I know, but mostly I'm saying nitrogen. There's more than just.
But all of that is air.
Yeah, but there's more than just oxygen floating around in.
I farted 2 minutes ago. There's a little bit of that. I know.
My BO. Like right now, I smell like.
Is it me?
No, it's not me. You. It's 1,000% me.
Every time somebody says "bo," Skippy sniffs her arm. Yeah,
how often are you showering?
Because I have a deviated septum, so I genuinely get scared sometimes.
How often do you wash your ass?
I'm a white person, so I just let the soap trickle down my body like a normal.
Yeah.
That'll clean.
I hear every person of color going.
They don't listen to this.
I don't
use a washcloth though.
No, as a gay man, I get in there. I'm scrubbing it.
I get in there like a motherfucker.
Well, I help.
Yeah.
I just scrub at the bathroom time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
No, I'm scrubbing every chance I get.
Yeah.
Well, you got I have an ecosystem to worry about. If you get soap in there, it all gets fucked up. Yeah. So I'm not
grow
risking
some barnacles
it.
Up there.
Mm-mm, you don't mess with the rainforest ecosystem. Yeah. All right, it's just moop. We're not gonna do it. Yeah.
There is an ecosystem, huh?
In
a vagina.
Skippy's got an ass like a terrarium.
It is. It's it's like an enclosed terrarium. Don't fuck with it. It's nice in there.
You should
start
a YouTube channel.
Yeah, you ever see those?
I added some baby shrimp.
Some baby shrimp.
It was left over by the last visitor. They're a nice contribution to the tank.
I have watched the terrarium people on YouTube.
Oh, I love it.
I kind of want to. That
he capped
pleasant.
This in 1963. Yeah, all of a sudden they're showing this huge thing. It's just this great big dirty ball of glass. And you're like, okay, fuck, that's gnarly.
That terrarium stuff is sick.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might get into it with Rosie. That'd be a cool thing to start with Rosie.
It would.
Yeah,
dude.
I gotta do that.
I think you should do it.
Being a good mom.
You should do it when she can, like, when she's three, I'd say do it when she's like, she can remember what she's doing when you were three.
She'll eat the dirt right now. Mm-hmm. She, like, it's her favorite thing. Is like, if she sees that I don't want her to eat something, her favorite thing, do it as quickly as possible. Well, just like a dog.
Well, then you should be like, go ahead. Wow. It's all yours.
Yeah.
Get like, well, dirt. Today I kind of.
Those are high nitrites in that shit. The potting soil, though, dude. She'll fucking.
Dude.
Yeah, she'll be a fucking mess. No,
today she flipped over a whole thing of veggie fried rice. Oh, and, like, since I had, like, vacuumed 2 days prior, I'm like, you know, it's fine. I was just picking out the fuzzies from it, but she was like, sparky hair and all. I'm like, I mean, it's not going to make you sick. He was just washed. It's fine. Like, please don't call CPS. No. All of this is parody.
This is Funzie's talk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She just does, like, she does cough off hairballs.
Pretty much all the stories I talk about are just Funzie's talk. We don't, these are serious.
No, not at all. I've never given a blowjob in my life.
Mm-hmm. Everything is made up here. Mm-hmm. I'm not really gay.
It's okay. I'll find.
You're just
I'll
butt
do
buddies.
So I am gay.
Wait a minute.
I am gay.
I'm not gay. I just like cock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm the Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, that fucking killed the podcast.
I don't kiss. I just like cock.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I agree.
That's not gay. I agree with that.
Yeah.
If you don't kiss guys, you're not gay.
Yeah, that's the loophole that they don't tell you about.
What about me kissing my sons?
Do you guys
like flinch away from like kissing or like sex in movies? Does it ever make you blush like at all? Not even in movies. Like porn, it's different.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
I've had a funny feeling from it.
Like I can watch fucking on screen. I can do all of that, but like
on screen,
like a porn. movie.
Oh,
well, right, not even porn, but like I don't know, any random sex scene in movie. But as soon as there's like a first kiss, I like put the covers like right above my eyes. I can't. I'm like, no.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. Maybe it's intimacy. I'm like, it's no, intimacy. Scary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I don't.
Mm-hmm. Ew, so they're taking so long.
It's like same reaction whether it's Meg Ryan or the Babadook.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like, will they, won't they? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like when they go in for a kiss and decide it's not time. No,
why,
I can't.
Why is the dang. Queer
we
coded?
I like it. We shouldn't. And don't. Get the fuck out of there. You guys know you're making the wrong decision. It'll be better for everybody in the end. I guarantee it.
Right away, mm-hmm.
And then they walk away and then immediately slam their faces together. And it's like, you fucked up. You guys were right. You're mm-hmm. right the whole time. Now you guys are fucking making out. Everyone's gonna be fucking ruined. The prince is going to fucking kill her now. Fucking tie her up to a fucking post and hang her head so the whole fucking kingdom can see it.
Yep.
In my experience.
How long have you been with your wife?
2005, man.
Wow.
Just had 20 years. John. I've been with her since 9/11. I caught her.
She was like, damn it, I was gonna end it all. And
wow.
I as well do this now.
Mm-hmm. She was in building 7 though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wasn't very high.
I mean,
she was fourth floor, of building 7.
It was still a fucking impressive catch.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, everyone who saw it, the few people that saw it and are still alive.
Well, and given the fact that you didn't see her until like the last minute.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it was just one word. I'll give you one. This is what I remember about my experience for 9/11. Dusty. It was a dusty day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I mean, when fate happens, it happens. Some things fall out of the sky. Sometimes things land in your lap. And it was like,
it's like of all the days.
And sometimes it happens literally.
It's like of all the days I didn't wear my duster. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys go out to dinner like directly after, or was it like, let's go home?
We just kind of walked.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we just kind of walked.
Till the dust settled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the despondent.
As soon as the dust settled, you
I mean,
nice
we were just
kind of
like walking and learning about her, you know what I mean? And then
just listening.
The next time we chatted, I shared
so your schedule
my,
freed up, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was very romantic. Like you were walking by, you saw like a molten piece of metal from, mm-hmm. from the towers. Mm-hmm. You scooped it up and gave it to her.
Well, I remember just seeing passports.
Yeah.
Like tons of passports. I was like, I do not want to touch those. I just kind of kept skipping by.
Evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were like the South Tower, you fell for her first.
Exactly. Exactly what it was. Well, I don't know. I think the moment I caught her, because she'd already pretty much given up. You know what I mean? She was like, I'm going to die.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? She was falling head
so that, first. So that made it easy to catch her,
well,
I bet, because she was like limp.
Yeah.
You caught her like a punt return.
Like she'd already given up. Yeah. So at that point, I was a whole guardian angel type situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Did it was not that fair
at
catch?
All. It was not that at all. I was just there. I had an interview at fucking 10:45.
Yeah, you were just out there buying a hot dog from the vendor.
I just finished the hot dog,
Didn't then, even know what was going on.
Then, fucking fate.
In the blink of an eye.
Yeah. Best day of my life.
I mean, that's 2001. I mean, that's God talking to you.
2001.
Yeah. Best day of my life, man.
Mid suicide, I feel like.
I don't think it was suicide.
Well, I just think she wasn't falling. Jumping out of the
it
building.
Is a lot of people's uh-uh. best day of their life.
9/11?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. How could it be? Somebody got a promotion.
Yeah, one lady got engaged.
You know,
the night before and also short a ring off of the office all day.
Yeah, and also think about those hijackers.
Fuck. Amen, Alex. Yes.
Finally completed their resume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the day they got 99 virgins.
Mm-hmm. 70. Yeah. And 70. A bitch ain't
one. Is it, oh, is it 70?
Yeah, 72. I thought it was 99. I don't know. I think it's Virginians.
Virginians.
72.
They get a bunch of coal miners.
I think.
That also hate Muslims, too. They're just like, get out of here. Yeah, it's
that's what
you get if you're haram.
You get 70 Virginians.
77 Virginians, dude.
Shouldn't eat that pork.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a bunch of fucking having a bunch of babies with Mountain Dew in their bottles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you ate pork once, you get 75 Virginians.
75 gosh. Virginians.
I loved
partying. Hey, places for lovers. I know
my
that.
Muslim coworkers, man.
You what?
Partying with Muslim coworkers is the best because they do love a drunk white girl. They really do because they can't do anything about it. But they're like, it's like having like a puppy to them. It's like we'll drive her around. It's fine. Like she's not gonna
like they're living
trouble.
Vicariously.
Yes, very much so. They would give me their drink tokens for like work events. So I'd have like 12 drink tokens. Yeah. And be like, look at her go. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to get any trouble because it's a bunch of sober Muslim guys looking after me. It was nice.
They're like, yeah, I mean, and you could see her face. Look mm-hmm. how funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah, I had a whole chat with my Uber driver last night. Like, and he was just using Google Translate the whole time from Arabic to English. It was a little nice, pleasant
it's sweet. Cool. Isn't that a sweet moment?
Mm-hmm. It was, yeah.
He could understand
was
everything
most of
you
it,
said.
Was most of it like, like when he showed you things like I wish you were using Google Translate too. Or is that mostly what he was doing?
No, he was going back and forth.
She just kept speaking to him in English.
Well, because I only know really shook at him. Because like my dad's always was always living in Dearborn, so like I try to learn thank you in every language I can. Mm-hmm. So I just like know shook at him. And so like as soon as I was like, oh, you speak Arabic, I'm like shook at him, and he's like, and then he's like started. I'm like, no, that's literally
too fast.
Makes sense.
That's too
that
fast.
I know.
So you know no. And sugar
them.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I do. Yeah, I do know. No.
It'd be funny to like show like the Uber driver shows you his phone and it says like, I'd like to fuck your have sex with your tits. And then you're like, and he's like, oh no. Google, no good.
Google, no good.
Yeah.
No, the most he did was like, is your daughter sweet like you? I'm like, this fucking guy flirting with me through Google Translate.
Gets her looks from his mother.
Looks like I'm sucking off another Uber driver.
Mm-hmm. It's just that Google voice. Mm-hmm. Like, is your daughter sweet like you are?
Oh, it was a lady's voice, so it was working for me. I'm like, perfect.
Yep. It's, sweet as pie.
I changed my Siri voice to British. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's like the first thing I do when I get a new iPhone.
Really?
Yeah.
I change it to a British man.
Yeah.
So I can trust it.
Yeah, exactly. I want to feel like it's telling me the right things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about the... I wonder if I've never heard an Arab person, like an Arabic, say no. It's always just been like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's just an ugh with a palm. I've never heard no.
No.
Well, because they don't believe in no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a foreign thing where you can be so foreign that you don't
so
have to
no
say
means
no.
Yes to them.
No, they just don't believe in the word.
Oh, okay.
That's racist.
I don't think it is. He might just.
Is that a racist?
No, it's not that they don't believe in the meaning. They just don't believe in that word.
Ah.
Yeah, you should maybe like rationale or like saying your feelings about it. Like, I don't think that's a good idea. But they don't say just no.
Yeah, I think they think the word no is just, you know.
Yeah.
It's
a big no for
them. It's like gross. Yeah. It's like what pigs use.
Yeah.
No,
it's like interesting.
They just use the hand that they wipe with or whatever and say a new wave.
So the no means no campaign, absolutely not effective at all.
No.
Got it.
No, they did the just say.
Just say.
Ugh means ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Campaign.
Weed, just say ugh.
Do you know how people like shorten names as pet names?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that anyone shortens Ahmed to ugh?
Yeah. No doubt in my mind. I've heard that a thousand times. I've heard that singular
syllable. I've heard it too, but it's just, it's a hilarious concept to me. That
like, that wouldn't be a good pet name though, because like you want that long vowel at the end.
Yes.
Nadie.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Nikki.
Nadie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's what I
said. Alex. Yeah, you know, like
when
that.
When I catch my dog eating his shit, that's what I would call him.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh.
Disgusting. Fucking
worthless.
Dumb. Piece of shit.
So white people fucking.
I'll put
I
that dog down
people.
For you if you want.
I hate white people so much for having dogs that eat their own shit.
Yeah, I don't.
And just being like, oh, mm-hmm. he eats his own. What are you talking about? You got something in your house that eats his own shit?
Mm-hmm.
Black people would put him out in the dog houses need to come back.
So our friends had greyhounds.
Yes.
And one of them would just like eat his own, like he would eat his own shit. He would eat the other dog's shit. He just loved shit.
He'd be eating shit right out of Bart's dog.
And so they finally decided to do something about it. And they like kind of, I don't know what they did, but they got him to stop eating shit. And he immediately got sick.
Yeah. Build up a tolerance.
No, I think that I've heard that when dogs eat their own shit, it's because they're lacking some sort of weird nutrients. It's kind of like when cats eat grass and other bullshit like that.
Yeah, because he immediately got sick, and then they took him to the vet, and the vet asked, like, is anything different? And they said, well, we got him to stop eating his own shit. And he was like, oh, you need to let him do that.
Yeah, you need to start feeding him. You need to start feeding that dog.
That's
dog
where
shit.
You kill the dog.
Mm-hmm. You got to put that dog down.
But your dogs aren't lacking nutrients.
I don't know. They probably are. All they eat is dry food all the fucking
and
day.
And rabbits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The souls of sweet, innocent rabbits.
I'd like to think you get plenty of nutrients out of a fucking rabbit.
Yeah.
Actually, there's no fat on a rabbit.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I don't know what they're eating out there all day.
Mm-hmm. I just think I'm intolerant. Like, if my kid was retarded, I'd be in trouble. Because I think...
No, you'd monetize it.
Stop. I wouldn't make it. You're right. You're right. I'd start a TikTok.
You absolutely would. You'd bring him up on stage, be like, hey, I can say these bits because look at this guy right here. Yeah,
he calls me dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like when I have
that never
when,
hurts
when
my
a dog
feelings.
Eats their shit. When a dog eats their shit, I just think I just can't tolerate the dumbness of it. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, I can't. Mm-hmm. It makes me angry.
I can't tolerate how intolerant you are. The thing is, have you ever tasted,
for example,
dog shit?
If a kid like
you've
can't
smelled
take
it.
Loud sounds or something like that,
yeah,
I hate that kid.
You hate my son?
What? Wait a minute. You said
yeah. He doesn't eat shit though.
Okay.
A couple of my buddies.
Okay.
Did.
See, now I didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
I thought no.
Yes, you did.
We've all seen you eat shit once or twice.
You've seen Jack with his headphones on.
I would never call you son.
Making a shake. Because the blender's too loud, dude.
God's gonna give me one. If there is a God, I get a retarded son.
Yeah.
And I'm not calling your son retarded. First of all, you're the one who brought up your son. I said a retarded son.
No, you said, no, I didn't bring up my brought my son sounds. After you said, I hate kids that don't like loud noises.
I looked at you right now.
Yeah, that's one of my son's
most.
It's a struggle I'm dealing with. It's
just, but not only that, if you walk up to any like 2 or 3 year old and you just go, hey, like they're
they don't like it either.
And then like they flinch and cry and you're like, oh,
excuse me, can we not minimize Nick's struggle here?
Thank you, right, thank you. Right. Also, when the baby cries, it's like figure
it's like
it
shake
out.
Shake that
man,
fucking
dude.
Thing to sleep for fuck's sake.
Just put a fucking sock in its mouth.
Do you guys ever know about the iPhone alarm that they had to discontinue?
No.
No, what was it?
It was the sound of a baby crying, and in order to silence the alarm, you had to shake the iPhone.
Oh, that's fucking excellent. I love that.
That's pretty good.
I would love that.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Did you ever have that syndrome where like you felt like you wanted to kill your baby?
No, you know, I did not.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, no, I know some people get it. So, and this is true. This is a recommendation to everybody. I knew that postpartum depression, like a lot of big causes, because you have this expectation of how you're supposed to feel.
Yeah.
And then when it's born, you don't feel like that. You're
right,
like, I'm
right,
a fucking
right,
huge
right.
piece of shit, and it's a whole thing.
Right.
So, like, as soon
you're
as
you're
too I,
fucking busy.
No, as soon as I got pregnant, I like coached myself. I'm like, right. you might not even like her. And I'm like, but then I was like, well, you didn't like your dog when you first got him. You've like grown to love him despite not being a dog person. I'm like, it'll be the same. And I'm like, it's fine. You'll work through it. You'll eventually like her. And so I like fully expected to hate her like when she came out and when like, you know, I had low expectations and then as soon as she came out, I'm like, ah, oh, this
that's
fucking
smart.
Pretty bitch. Look at this pretty
dude,
bitch
that's
right
out of
here.
You know, that's a lifestyle, dude. That's a lifestyle. Oh. Setting yourself up for disappointment and then getting a little W.
In particular with the situations I did. That's a big W. Yeah, no, she's perfect. I mean, like, I got very, 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 very lucky with the kind of baby I had.
Yeah.
I don't think everybody gets lucky.
You mean black?
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. No, I mean, she's part black. So, I mean, scholarships galore, I think, right?
No, 100%. Yeah.
Oh, no, she's like, always slept like 12, 14 hours straight.
I was begging for a black kid.
Really?
Yeah, all three of them came out white as fuck, ghost white. One of them was like translucent.
Your kid?
Yeah, vascular. Mikey was. Yeah, he was all redheaded and vascular. And
really?
Weird. Yeah. That motherfucker did a full on fucking, like, on his feet and on his forehead.
Should have brought her a YMCA membership or something like that.
I fucked up. He came out and John was like, "Are you sure he's still not a fetus?"
Mm-hmm. Well, he came out, he had a beard. He had six teeth and a beard. Yeah. It was patchy, but it was like, you know.
It was there.
You could see it was there.
Mm-hmm. They do. They come out a little furry everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she had a full.
This was a full on, like, Michael McDonald beard. This was a full on Doobie Brother beard. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The full on Doobie with six teeth all in the back.
Does it feel like you took up the biggest poop ever after you gave birth?
The baby doesn't come out of your ass.
Well, I know.
No.
But I'm just saying, does it feel the same way?
Honestly, everything, like, you're such in shock to that, like, your body just feels like half jello, half not your own, half like a deflated pillowcase, and you're just like, what is going on? You're half delirious.
Did you do an epidural?
So I was in labor for 14 hours without one, and then I finally caved and got in.
Fuck it! Pressing the button.
Oh, I was like crying, and I'm like, I am a little bitch, and I am a little man. That was the most traumatizing part. Is like, because whenever caving? Because I would see, like, in movies, you know what I mean, all these like torture scenes, and like, and I'm like, you know, he's gonna kill you anyways. Why are you giving up your friends, you little bitch? And I'm like, just fucking take it. Like, you're gonna die anyways. Don't be a bitch. And then I went through that. I'm like, I guess I would give up my friends.
You learned a lot about yourself.
Yeah, I did. I know. I did not like it.
How many times did you, like, put yourself on the prairie and be like, I'm just a fucking regular Oklahoma Sooner, just trying to get to my land.
Yeah.
I gotta have this baby.
It's like in Gladiator when he starts thinking about his family. Uh-huh.
Did you immediately dissociate and take yourself to, like,
Elysium? She dissociated with some IVs.
I did a bunch of hypnobirthing classes beforehand, which is like teaching you all these meditative bullshit, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, to be honest, it did help, because I feel like 14 hours without an epidural is pretty fucking good.
That's pretty fucking trippy.
But then when I got the epidural, here's the bitchiest part of it.
It missed.
I still had, because it only numbs you from, like, the place below, and I still had back contractions. So I was still very much having contractions for 32 hours.
Jesus Christ.
And then they were like, all right, we're going to call it. And then I had a C-section.
Nice.
So
they decided, and you're like, good idea.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I mean, after hour 24, I was delirious. And I was like,
is he here? Where is he?
God, we are like the worst species.
Yes.
It takes 32 fucking hours to deliver one of our babies.
Well, that shit happens to fucking
all. Fucking,
but the thing is,
rabbits just shit them right out.
My wife was in labor for like 11 hours, 6 hours, and like 2 hours.
Must be nice.
Well, it goes down.
Yeah.
I could have done 11 hours without an epidural. I could have done it.
It's like herpes. The first outbreak is always the worst one.
I was born like a giraffe. My mom happened to be on the top of a building, and she just dropped me just like a giraffe does.
And you walked that day, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had to. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? I'm in the dirt.
Yeah, I know.
You ever see how a giraffe give birth? It's irresponsible. Hey, they should squat a little bit.
If I'd have been there, I'd have caught you.
I know you would have caught you. No, it would. I would have slid, like, right through your hands. No.
She's about,
she walks on all fours.
She's about 6'4", 330.
She's she's the stilt guy at the circus. That's what his mom.
You've met her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, she was a stilt woman.
You've seen her.
She was a stilt.
You've seen her. She works a lot.
The bearded lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's but on stilt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bearded lady on stilts. Really tall bearded bitch.
Mm-hmm. Don't make an AI song out of this.
Nick's mom's got a beard
and she's on stilts. Mm-hmm. You ever hear that Far Side? Nick's
mom's bush is on her face and she's up high.
You should insert the Nick mom's clips.
Mm-hmm. I'm in love with Nick's mom.
I think this podcast needs clips.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That would include
if you want to take over the producer.
See, he gets defensive.
No,
if
it's not. Defensive.
No, it's not.
I'm not defensive. I'm not defensive.
You suggest anything?
No. I'm not defensive. I would love to have clips. I don't want to fucking do it.
I don't
want
to do it either. I don't know what you mean.
After having done it,
I guess that leaves Skippy.
Yeah. No, fuck you. Well, I fourth can barely mic do is fourth Powell mic. Girls. I'm not doing it.
I'm an intern. You're in running for third mic right now, just so you know. I'm a permanent intern.
Yeah.
I can offer moral support when you're editing. I'm sorry? I also edit. That's
all. Yeah, man. You had a baby inside of you, and then it came out. I couldn't imagine.
You know what would make editing a lot less of a pain in the ass? Hmm. If you knew exactly where what you said that you're trying to like.
If
fuck
you,
with
if we
is.
Had someone, we can mark the timer. Like mark it on the
If I did like a funny to, and I pressed the button.
Because having to like listen to the whole fucking thing to try to find the one spot, that's absurd. The worst.
That's why you need a producer.
Yeah.
They can just sit there and mark that.
Because I like if I'm in the middle of a conversation, I can't I'm not like thinking, oh, I gotta put this, I gotta timestamp.
Yeah, I can't
like
imagine this podcast without your hot takes. Yeah, dude, it'd be a nightmare. Could you imagine if it was just me and Nick on this?
It would be terrible.
And then I mean we could hit
Skip
a button
occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, we could hit like a button or a marker or something like when we are in the middle of like a main conversation point, and that would, I think, at least help.
What if we got like a Simon?
Yeah.
Like the Simon Says?
I don't like that at all.
Yes.
You know how many concussions I've had? Dude, Simon, I'm in it for fucking 3 pushes tops. Tops. You know I'm going to be the fucking ass.
How do you get
that.
A concussion playing Simon Says?
He got so frustrated.
I can't
he
remember
just
from concussions, dude. It's not that. It's not that. It's like if I could remember 5 things in a row, I'd be a fucking pilot. Well,
did you think too hard and you got a concussion?
Yeah, I thought too hard at playing Simon. And my
they
brain
can create
bruised.
An army based on people that believe in Simon Says. Mm-hmm.
Like just, I mean, that's every army.
That's
right?
Not,
well, the U.S. Army.
About 2 different games. He's talking about Simon the pattern.
Yeah,
game.
The pads.
The pet, you, boo, you boo, might not even boo, remember. Boo.
Well, I'm saying Simon Says, ram your head into that wall right
oh,
now.
Yeah, type yeah, that's what Simon Says. Yeah,
that's all paramilitary, right?
That was a football coach and
Simon
a couple
didn't
of fighting
say,
coaches.
To say that.
A couple of different coaches got me to do that.
Well, yeah, the game's that's a that shouldn't be allowed to be called Simon Says. That's just a
it's
pattern
not.
Recognition.
It's not. It's
game.
Called Simon. You just have to do it the same way. That's why they call it Simon, because it's like Simon Says.
Who do you think the first Simon was that started Simon Says?
Simon Marbunkle.
That's what I knew he
no,
knows. That's
name,
why
no,
I sometimes
his,
I
no,
ask
no,
questions.
No, 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 no. His name was Simon
his,
Says.
His name was, no, it was Simon Says.
Well,
Says
was.
Oh, but it was spelled
S. He changed it to Says because
yeah,
like
changed
the,
it to Says.
No, it was S-E-Z, Simon Says.
Right, but yes. Mm-hmm. But he changed that because of the Jewish implications.
No,
because
his real name
like,
was
Schwartz.
He was Lithuanian. It was Seven Sizerski.
Yeah.
Sizerski.
Yeah, and it was originally spelled S S Z W J I W Z C
U
Z.
But then you know, Whitey's got a hold of it.
Yeah,
man,
we gotta get a piece. We always gotta get a piece.
Says the guy with the Italian-sounding accent.
I see some black guy doing something good. I say, hey, let me get a piece of that. That's what I think in my bones.
Yeah.
And that's how you met your girlfriend. Just
I was originally the door opener. I would open the doors to let black guys come in and have sex with her. Mm-hmm. And then I decided, you know what? I want to go talk to her.
I'm going to go talk to her.
I want a piece of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let me get a piece of that.
Let me get a piece. Hey.
He went and bought a token and love is love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not at an hour, are we?
We're almost there.
Oh, man. Can we start over? I'm having so much fun. Let's do a double.
Let's do a double tonight. A
double shift.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do like an hour. Alex is very strict, just so you know.
Yeah.
Something I mean, yeah, because again, producing, I like get it.
No, I mean, he's efficient. He's like, it's out. It's out by the time I get home, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got an AI thing and all that, but he does not like change.
I got a
he's like
system.
A warden, if you will.
I gotta crank these things out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got but like
and I gotta get them out the door.
See, you look at the podcast like a prisoner, just another just
listen,
everyone's just
five,
numbers.
Listen,
just
numbers. Listen, if I didn't have a day job, I would actually sit down and take time and make it like really, really nice. But because of my day job, I'm just like I got a system, crank them out.
Let's get this
absolutely.
What's your day job? Being sexy and funny?
Yeah.
It was fucking
it's
good
his
burn.
Night job too.
No, he's a comic. He does stand up.
Yeah.
And AI beats mostly.
No, the AI beats are for me.
Oh.
I like it.
Yeah.
Right now they are until you find a way to monetize it.
No, I already know how to monetize it.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, dude. Why are you being so defensive again? Huh?
It's just facts.
I think you should just apologize.
I will never apologize. I'm a comedian.
Oh my God, dude.
We got to stand on business.
I apologize for everything. If you think I did something wrong, I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. It ends it. Cool. What I said, I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? I don't apologize. I mean it double.
Dang, dude. You double down?
I double down.
You double down. Dude, that's, we need to find the name of this episode. Fucking, we got Alex Double Down Bozzy over here fucking ready to fucking, he don't split tens, dude. He doubles down.
Double down, yeah. Bozzy, and cower out. Mahar, is that fair?
That's fine. Yeah, I don't care.
Is that fair?
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's fine.
Coward.
Mm-hmm. That's what you want to call me. We'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. Whenever you want.
Alex, your dogs are barking. Aren't you going to get upset?
There's more baby in the middle bunnies of the podcast out there trying to make us scared.
Hey, Alex, your dogs are barking. Aren't you going to get mad for nothing?
There's a watership down happening outside.
No, the worst. The I
only truly, we'll be having a good time, and Alex will be like, "Fuck
you, fucking dog,
fuck."
I get annoyed when they're over here, like right outside the window, barking.
I don't even have to hear them. Alex can hear them sometimes, and it'll ruin his day. It's the funniest thing
because that's all I listen to all fucking day.
I know. Oh, yeah, I understand. You're right.
It's like it's nighttime. Give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
Sparky's the same way.
They don't understand.
And then, you know, he'll start, like, now since I have Rosie, he'll just fucking start knocking Rosie down if I don't let him outside. I'm like, you dick, I cannot wait till she's big enough so I don't have to give a shit. I'll just teach her to punch him. Just punch him right in the nose.
There's no fear of your dog eating your baby.
If he does, I'll just snap his neck. What? And you'll did have I say that out loud?
You wanted a reason to.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like all your guys' dogs should be put down. I'd be happy to take care of this for
no,
you.
No, Sparky's a good boy. I just would snap his neck if he ever hurt her.
I got
him. I don't know if I have the leverage to snap. What kind of dog is it?
I don't know. I feel like there's a mom strength that I would definitely have. I just know that I would.
I think it would end up being more of a choke to death than a snap neck, but I hear what you're saying.
He's real quick. I think if I tried to get him a choke hold, he would bite the shit out of me. It would have to be super quick.
Yeah.
He's like part dingo for real. So like, you gotta be quick.
Dingo ate the baby.
Yeah, that's the joke, Alex. I almost called you Ian because that's how fucking weird that joke was.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Ian. Oh, should we call him?
There's only one dog that could kill me on this earth. Ian.
Yeah.
No.
So that's two dogs.
Yeah. There's two dogs.
There's two dogs in that man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Metaphorically, we're talking.
That's
right
two.
Now.
That's two wolves right there.
There's something. There's and double both something.
Eaten. Yeah. The dude is
Gemini. He's a Gemini, right?
He's a Gemini. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck. Who are you talking to? Who are you asking? I don't know.
I thought you were the star guy.
No,
that's me. You're right.
No, he's the bird guy.
Yeah.
The bird guy. I'm the star guy.
He's the spider guy.
He's
spider guy.
This is Birdman.
The Birdman dead, I fly in any weather.
That was good how you did that.
I hit you with a chicken.
Can you do that again? I like how
you fade it. Yeah,
that was
that's what it sounds like when they're flying away.
That was
I personally don't know that feeling. They generally gravitate towards me.
You're like a park statue.
I'm a lot like a park statue. I get shit on a lot.
Yeah. You watched the latest Alien?
And your art isn't appreciated.
Of course I did.
I'm only at episode 6.
Oh my God, I knew we could do it.
That's really good.
Do that again, that was good. I'm stimulated. I'm not even right? joking.
That's like good ASMR. No,
there's something going on in my body now. Yeah. Do that one more. Just one more.
Make my neck feel weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, get to stop it. You're making our necks feel weird.
Like sorry about that.
No. Mm-hmm. Her nipples are doing something.
Her nipples are getting funky.
I felt this Arthur Miller table move a little.
Herman.
It's
Herman
Arthur.
Miller.
Arthur Morgan.
Arthur
Morgan.
Dexter.
Arthur Morgan. It's a Herman Miller table.
It's an Arthur Morgan. Yeah. Arthur Miller.
No, it's Herman. Herman
Gardner
Arthur.
White.
It's Herman Arthur.
Very office.
Just a little something for you. It's just a little something for the ladies at home.
See? Is your neck tingling again? That's incredible.
Thanks,
who needs
bro.
Delilah I didn't know you at could night speak when xenomorph. John Mahar.
Mm-hmm.
You speak xenomorph.
A little bit.
That's Predator. That's not a xenomorph.
But it's also a little tiny bit of xenomorph. You put a little bit of English on it.
Wow.
You gotta put some like growling.
Make it more Spanish.
A little more Spanish.
I'm just impressed that you had a mariachi hat.
Yeah.
Just on like that. Yeah.
Well, he's a prop guy.
Yeah. He's like the alien from Spaceballs. Mm-hmm. Just immediately has the hat ready to go. I'm looking forward to that so much.
What, Spaceballs?
The Spaceballs.
Are they remaking it?
No, they're not remaking it. They're making a sequel.
Yeah.
I can't freaking wait.
They dug John Candy up.
Did you guys watch Naked Gun?
Yeah.
I heard it's good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you watch Happy Gilmore 2?
No, I didn't.
You should. I liked it.
So many egregious amount of cameos. He's like,
oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah. What, it was almost Happy Gilmore? A bit in itself. The amount of cameos, yeah. I feel like, was definitely a bit.
And what, Happy Gilmore?
Mm. Yeah.
And they went back in time and showed footage of the first movie.
Yeah.
Which is so, like, we're not that dumb.
I mean, for the audience,
that's a little too.
You're too young for this movie.
But yeah, some people are only going to see Happy Gilmore 2 because it's been that long.
Right, but.
I 38 years old when Happy Gilmore came out.
It's all about fun and family and all that.
I wasn't 38.
I was going to say, I didn't think you were that.
Jesus. You were the guy that was repoing his grandma's house, right? Playing golf.
I don't know. Will Sasso?
Yeah.
Was I in college when that came out?
No, I think we were in high school. I think it came out in 96-ish. Hmm.
I think you're right, because I feel like I remember going to the movies to see it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was good, dude. It won 3 Oscars.
I think I saw that and Little Nicky in the theater.
Did you? I never saw Little
Nicky. Dude, I was obsessed with Little Nicky. It was like my favorite movie for many years when I was a teenager.
We talked about her spooky shit. She was into spooky shit.
Yeah, me too.
I will eat your heart. That was like a thing we quoted a lot.
Who does that again?
Little Nicky, his brothers are trying to get him to like fuck up being a good eye. They like make him be like, "I will eat your heart." My cat has a face like Little Nicky. True story. I'll send a pic. But yeah, she looks like she got hit in the face with a shovel, like straight up, just like.
That's fucking great.
Yeah,
I like a fucked up cat. We're an hour.
Yeah, we're at an hour.
All right, I have a show. This is coming out on Monday. I have a show on Tuesday at Hearsay Theater, or Hearsay Brewery Theater in Ypsilanti. And then I have...
me too.
I have... are you on that?
Yeah.
Nice. You want to... Oh, I know. I'm not going to ride with you. I could probably pick you up.
I'll ride with you.
And then I have Blind Pig on September
29th. Nice.
Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. I can't make it. It's Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, is it?
Fuck. Damn it. Tomorrow I'll be at Blind Pig.
I'm doing the 29th. You're doing it both 2 weeks in a row?
I'm going to see Louis C.K. on the 24th with Diego. He always has an extra ticket.
He always buys two, dude.
I don't think he has any friends.
I'm going to be in Omaha on Friday. Well, I'm going to go on Thursday night, but I'm performing Friday and Saturday at the Omaha Comedy Festival.
Woo!
I have two spots on Saturday. Save some pussy
for the rest of us, homie.
Jesus Christ.
I have two spots on Saturday.
It's going to be a fun time. Omaha's cool.
Two spots on Saturday.
It's my first time going there. I'm going to try to get
you're going
to
love it.
I'm going to try to get a picture in front of the credit union that they were trafficking children out of.
Yeah, you said that. That's exciting.
Recommend the Travel Channel.
Try to smile.
To look for places in every city.
Mm-hmm.
So
the tribe, really.
Travelchannel.com.
All right, and finally,
easy for you to say.
Skippy, what are your plugs?
You have a stroke?
I did have a stroke. I'm crashing. I'm like falling asleep right now.
Sorry, dude. I got a That's a Choice comedy showcase at a Water Tower Distilling this Thursday, and then I'm gonna be doing like 3 random shows at the Cleveland Comedy Festival, October 8th through 10th.
Hell yeah. I almost called you Rose. I'm like, no, that's her last name.
Rose works.
All right.
Pickles. Whatever.
Pickle.